baby, what's your status? And tell me, are you trying to keep it? Well, they can all back off, 'cause I know what I want. And while I got your attention, did I mention? If you got a kiss on your lips that you're looking for somebody to take, if you got a heart that ain't afraid to love, ain't afraid to break, if you got a body not free and a shotgun, see you will have to say, I ain't got nowhere to be. So baby, I'll take whatever it is you got to give. Yeah, I'm calling dibs on your lips, on your kiss, on your time. But I'm calling dibs on your hand, on your heart, all mine. Make everybody jealous when I take you off the market and get my lipstick on your right cheek, 'cause boy, I got a market. Ooh, so they can all back off, yeah, 'cause I know what I want. And while I got you listening, come on and show me what I'm missing.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
The following is a presentation of WRDN Sports. Welcome to the Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com. Now, with today's Panther Preview, here is Brian Winnikins.
From Durand, Arkansas High School, tonight, girls high school basketball, as Durand, Arkansas hosts Colfax in a Dunn-St. Croix matchup. This is the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. For Durand, Arkansas, they are 17-5 overall, 11-2 in the Dunn-St. Croix after their 50-16 win over Boyceville, while Colfax is 9-4 in the Dunn-St. Croix, 15-7 overall, after their 60-42 loss to Fall Creek. Last time these two teams met in January, Durand, Arkansas won that game 53-33. For the Lady Panthers, Emma Hoyt, the leading scorer, 13 points a game. Addison Auth, the leading rebounder, with 6 rebounds a game. For Colfax Vikings, Jordan Bowe is the leading scorer, 15 points a game. And Bryn Sikora, the leading rebounder, with 7 rebounds a game. Coming up on the Advent Health Panther Preview, we'll be talking with Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lowenhagen about the win over Boyceville. They've had a little time off as well due to school being canceled, and we'll talk about that and tonight's game against Colfax. Coming up next on the Advent Health Panther Preview, we'll tell you who's playing where on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. That's coming up next on the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. It's Durand, Arkansas girls basketball on WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. As we get ready for tonight's Durand, Arkansas Colfax girls basketball game, let's run down the schedule of games tonight on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Boys basketball tonight in the Dareland Conference, Oliva Strum at Alma Center Lincoln. Alma Pepin hosting Melrose Mindoro. That game to be held at Alma High School. Blair Taylor at Augusta. Cochran Fountain City at Gilmanton Independence. Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran is at Whitehall. One game tonight in the Dunn St. Croix. Boyceville is at Mondovi. And in the Middle Border Conference tonight, Ellsworth at Osceola. Amory travels to St. Croix Central. Prescott hosts Baldwin Woodville. Girls basketball tonight. One game on tap in the Darlin Conference, Cochran Fountain City at Osseo Fairchild. In the Dunn St. Croix Conference tonight, along with the Durand Arkansas Colfax game, Spring Valley is at Boyceville, Elk Mound hosting Mondovi, Glenwood City is at Plum City Elmwood. Middle Border Conference girls hoops tonight, Ellsworth at Osceola, Prescott hosting Baldwin Woodville, Amory travels to St. Croix Central, and Altoona is at Somerset. That's what's happening around the area tonight in high school sports. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. Coming up on the Advent Health Panther preview, we're going to talk with Durand Arkansas head coach Darren Lonehagen about the win over Boyceville and tonight's game against Colfax. That's coming up next on the Advent Health Panther preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. It's Durand Arkansas girls basketball on WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. As we get ready for tonight's Durand, Arkansas Colfax girls basketball game, joining us right now, Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lonehagen. And coach, well, first, go back to Boyceville. Pretty resounding win. Again, Boyceville's been, they're trying to work through a whole bunch of issues.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was a really good game for us in general. You know, like I said, at halftime of the last time we played them, it was 22-27, full roster, and thought we played really good in the second half of that game. And then, so I really thought we came out with a purpose, being a little shorthanded the other night. I love the way our bench is playing right now. I just told them that and shoot around, we'll keep that momentum going. And we really came out, like I said, with a purpose and got the win.
And so after that, okay, we were supposed to play Arcadia, but then, you know, we had all of the weather issues. So you've had a little bit of a break. Has that helped with those bumps and bruises and everything?
Yeah, you know, I think so. It's kind of a weird thing. I think when you get too many days off, it's at this time of the season, how many hard days of practice can you go in a row? So you kind of got to find a couple of days to be a little more relaxed on the body and then really get after it in a couple of days. So trying to find that happy medium there. And so I think we had a really good practice last night, I thought. And so hopefully we're prepared for tonight.
Are we back up to full strength or not yet?
No, not yet. You know, we'll get Sawyer a little bit tonight. We'll see how she goes and how it is. I don't want to go too crazy with her minutes, no matter what the scenario of the game is. It's kind of a weird scenario with Colfax and Durand playing and nothing being on the line. You know, it doesn't change anything in conference, whether we win or lose, and it doesn't change anything for the seeding meeting. So it's kind of a weird scenario that way. You don't normally have that with a Colfax-Durand game. So we'll kind of try to control her minutes a little bit and just see how it goes and hopefully kind of get some wear and tear on it, but also still without re-injuring it. And then we're hoping to get Addie back next week sometime.
Talking with Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lonehagen. You mentioned that as we talk about tonight's game. Okay, the first time this earlier in the year, a pretty big Durand win. But now we're, again, the seedings are done. You already know what you're going to be doing. We already know about the conference and all of that. Does that change anything with this game tonight? I mean, from a standpoint of the coach that, you know, well, you know, maybe we don't have to do this. You know, this, that, or the other thing. Maybe we take it a little bit easier, but at the same time, we do have playoffs just around the corner. You don't want to lose momentum either.
Yeah, you know, I think from a coaching perspective, it maybe is a little bit different, but it's not not in a player perspective. So what I want them to be focused on is coming out, playing the right way, doing the things we've been doing, continually to get better, really trying to get after it and keep the momentum going. And while in the back of my head, trying to maybe think about some scenarios that maybe make some sense, maybe we get some extra rest on certain individuals, maybe we're not depending upon a score, how are we going about substitutions, just to try to kind of freshen their legs towards the end of the season.
Tonight, of course, yes, you're playing tomorrow, but tonight was always senior night because it was supposed to be the last home game. But as we look at our seniors, I have to pick out three of them because I started to call games for them when they were still at Assumption during the pandemic. I was doing games because of all of those issues in Sawyer, Emily, and Victoria. And even back then, you just kind of saw something from those three. It's stuck in my mind, and it's stuck in my mind over the years. But it's kind of a big night because it's like, wow, to see our seniors progress over the last 4 years, and in those three cases for me, the last 5 years.
Yeah, I think they've left a legacy that is pretty good here in Durand. I just was kind of going over things today, and we're since the time they stepped in as freshmen, and varsity record is like 74-25. That means they're winning three out of every four games that we play since the time they were freshmen on. We've won 45 conference games, never having a season under 11 wins in conference while they were since the time they stepped in as freshmen. And they contributed in some form or fashion, all of them did. So it's kind of an amazing little journey we've been on, and just wanted to continue for a couple more weeks.
But as a coach, I mean, you got him as a freshman. You're kind of the newer guy on the block. You still were, and it was like, but for you, this class of seniors has got to be special for you.
Yeah, I think it's each group as they kind of come through. When you get a big senior class, it tends to be kind of special for you just because you've spent a lot of time with a lot of them, And so it was, I guess it's 4 years ago now when we actually had my first class that they were freshmen when I was my first year. And so now you're making that second wave of girls and graduating six of them. You're in that spot now of, for the last couple of years, we've talked about how kind of have the minutes, you're just looking for a few pieces here and there, and now you go into next year and it's going to be a drastic change for minutes and points. You're probably virtually all of our points will have graduated this year, and so it's a big step going forward in the next year. And quite frankly, I'm just trying not to worry about that for at least a few more weeks.
Yeah, you bet. But it is a great legacy with this class of seniors, and they've been just absolutely fun to watch and really to just watch them grow.
Yeah, just great kids, great individuals. It's kind of unique when they come in as freshmen and they're usually pretty quiet and don't say a whole lot. And then by the time they're juniors and seniors, they have a lot of strong opinions. And it's kind of a fun journey. It's kind of where they can kind of challenge you as a coach and say, "Hey, coach, I don't like this, but what about this?" And then you go home and you think about that. And sometimes they're right and sometimes they're wrong. So it's just kind of a fun little journey that you go through.
Okay, again, congratulations to our seniors. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right, thank you.
Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lowenhagen. Yes, it is senior night tonight, and we'll be recognizing the seniors as well. All that's all coming up here on the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. It's Durand, Arkansas girls high school basketball on Real Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM translator W297CH Durand.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. With world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life. And feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Your computer is a radio. Log on to RealCountry1430.com to listen online. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
And welcome back to Durand, Arkansas High School, where we are moments away from tonight's Durand, Arkansas
Colfax girls basketball game. A special welcome to the men and women listening to our broadcast that are serving in the military and they're listening on our streaming audio service. We would like to say thank you for your service, and we hope tonight's broadcast brings you a taste of home wherever you may be serving. And thank you to Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. And also, Adam Super Service, your partners network, Car Care Center Durand. They are our streaming audio sponsors. Those of you watching our broadcast tonight on our streaming video service, streaming video being brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. And now we're going to go courtside for our national anthem. Our national anthem this evening, as we are just moments away from tonight's Durand, Arkansas Colfax girls basketball game. Let's give you our starting lineups for tonight for the Colfax Vikings, 15-7 overall, 9-4 in the Dunn St. Croix. Oh, we're going to do senior night first. All right. As we recognize our seniors this evening on this senior night. Okay, now we'll continue on with our starting lineups. Four again, the Colfax Vikings, 15-7 overall, 9-4 in the Dunn St. Croix. Coming out, number 12, junior Jordan Bowe. number 44, junior Clara Hajdukovic. Number 24, Lyric Nichols, the freshman. Number 30, junior Sierra Shipman. And number 34, Bryn Sikora. The Vikings in their red uniforms with the white numerals, and they will be going from left to right this evening. All right, now our for the Durand Arkansas Panthers, 17-5 overall, 11-2 in the Dunn St. Croix. Number 2, senior Chloe Ott. Number 10, senior Allie McMahon. Number 12, senior Victoria Kirsch. Number 14, senior Emma Hoyt. And number 21, senior Sawyer Sabalco. The Lady Panthers in their white uniforms with the purple numerals. They'll be going from right to left here to start this first half. Throughout the evening, we'll be thanking our high school sports sponsors. Please thank these businesses and organizations. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast, because without their help, we're not here. Thank you to Provisions Health. Healthcare your way. 3rd Avenue West Durand. Find out more at provisions.health. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Building a smart fiber optic community from the ground up. Visit them online at www.com. And the Riverside Grill. Visit the Riverside Grill for daily specials. Don't forget about that Friday fish fry, too. It's the Riverside Grill, downtown Durand. We're ready to go. And the ball goes up. Tip. Back to Sawyer Sabalco. We are underway. Chloe off now across the timeline. Over to Hoyt. Hoyt on the right wing now. Over to McMahon. McMahon to Auth. Chloe off drives in from the left wing. He kicks it back out to the outside. Sabalco, right wing. Three ball! 3-0 Panthers. And inbounded now to Beau. Full court Panther press. Here comes the trap. That ball is tipped. Chloe Auth comes up with it to Sawyer Sabalco. Sawyer Sabalco overlays it. No good. Rebounded by the Vikings. Back the other way come the Vikings across the timeline. And now back at center is Beau. Beau passes it up. Whistle and a travel. So Sabalco to inbound it on the far side. Inbounds it to Chloe Yaw. 3-0 Panthers lead. And across the timeline now, Hoyt right wing. Now she tries to drive inside, can't do it. Over to Kurth. Kurth in the lane, though, has to kick it back outside to McMahon. McMahon right wing now. McMahon pass over to Hoyt. Hoyt top of the key now to Sabalco. Sabalco left wing. Cross-court pass over to Auth. Auth now to Kurth. Kurth at the right wing. McMahon top of the key. McMahon now over to Hoyt. Hoyt to Sabalco. Sabalco right wing. Works off the screen from Hoyt. Fakes the three. Now gets it to Kurth. Top of the key over to Hoyt. Right wing. Three ball on the way. It's good! As Emma Hoyt with a three to make it 6-0 Panthers. Inbounded now to Beau. Beau trying to get around Auth. And she'll get across the timeline now. Down to the wing to Shipman. Shipman now inside pass to Sikora. Sikora puts up the shot up and in. On the right baseline. Quickly back the other way now to Sabalco. Three ball by Sawyer Sabalco. 9-2 Panthers. And now whistling a foul will be on Chloe Auth with the reach. And so it'll stay a Colfax ball. They'll try it again. And inbounding it to our left will be Sikora. Sikora now bomb the other way, and it's caught. And that is a Shipman. And a whistle and a travel, though, and it'll go back to the Panthers. And so now inbounding it will be Sabalco to Chloe off. As Chloe now. Coming across the timeline for the Panthers. Over to McMahon. McMahon left wing. McMahon now over to Hoyt. Hoyt inside to Kurth. Kurth goes around a defender. Puts up a tough shot off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Nichols. Nichols to Beau. Beau across the timeline now for Colfax. Hands it off now to Shipman. Top of the key. Bounce pass inside to Sikora. Sikora tries to get it inside. Shot blocked. McMahon and Kurth did that and get the ball back out to Auth. Auth across the timeline now for the Panthers, leading 9-2. Over to Hoyt now. Hoyt kicks it back out to Kurth. Kurth over to McMahon on the right wing. McMahon now to Hoyt. Hoyt right side. Cross-court pass now over to Kurth. Kurth head fakes, now tries to drive in. Kicks it over to Sabelko. Three ball on the way! Another three by Sawyer Sabelko. 12 to Panthers. Sawyer is 3 for 3 from the three-point arc. Across the timeline now is Bo to the top of the key now. Head fake is Sakura. Drives in from the right wing. Nice drive in, up and in. And so it now makes it 12-4 Panthers. Across the timeline is Auth. Auth now over to Hoyt. Hoyt right wing. Three ball. Shot no good. Rebounded by Auth. Auth now kicks it back out to Sabelko. Sabelko at the top of the key now to Hoyt. Hoyt head fakes the three from the right wing. Now gets over to the right side to Kurth. Kurth, three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Auth. Auth's going to drive into the lane. Splits two defenders. Shot no good. Rebounded by the Vikings. With the rebound is Sakura. Sakura now off to Bo. Bo across the timeline for the Vikings. Panthers lead 12-4. 14 minutes remaining in the half. And now coming in is Hajdukovic. Hajdukovic passes it off. Shot put up. Good. Number 34, that's Sakura. She's got all six of Colfax's points. In the lane, she made that shot. And now inbounded to Auth. Auth now across the timeline. Over to McMahon. McMahon now, right wing. Inside to Auth, whistling a foul. Foul will be on Colfax. Foul's going to be on number 12. That's going to be on Bo. Coming in for the Panthers now, we have Glaus and Paschal. McMahon and Sabelko come out. And so inbounding it to our left is Auth. Auth looking. And gets it back out to Glaus. Glaus now over to Kurth. Kurth top of the key. Kurth now over to Auth. Auth on the left wing. Comes over to the top of the key. Cross-court pass to Kurth. Kurth drives in from the wing. Shot put up. Whistling a foul. Kurth to the line for two. Foul will be on number 30. That's going to be Shipman. Going to the line for two is Kurth. Thank you to O'Galley Cheese Factory. O'Galley Cheese Factory having that FFA week special with the cheese curds. You can visit O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand. First free throw, no good. Martin Transport. Visit martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Next free throw on the way by Kurth is good to make it 13-6 Panthers. And inbounding into Sakura. Sakura tries to get it inbounded to Acker. It goes out of bounds. It's Panther ball. And so Kurth to inbound it to our left. Kurth looking, and gets it over to Auth now. Auth over to the top of the key now. Hoyt left wing. Hoyt looking for a cutter. Nope, she's going to take it herself. Drives inside. Puts up the shot. Offensive foul on Hoyt. And so inbounding it now will be Sakura. Panthers in a full court press. Here comes the bomb. It's caught by Shipman, but she can't hang on. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Hoyt. And so now, inbounding it to our right will be Bo. And inbounded now to Hurlburt. Hurlburt, who is in. And cross-court pass now to Acker. Acker, inside pass. Oh, nice pass inside to Sakura. Sakura, though, can't put up the shot. The defense collapses on her. Loose ball. Still a loose ball into the lane. Out to the wing. Three ball on the way. Shot is rims out. No good. And rebounded by Auth. And so now Auth across the timeline for the Panthers, leading 13-6 to Kurth. Kurth on the right wing now over to Paschal, right side. Paschal now comes out to the wing. Top of the key to Glaus. Glaus now over to Kurth. Kurth on the left wing. Looking for a cutter. Nobody home. And now over to Paschal at the top of the key. Paschal over to Hoyt. Hoyt left wing. Three ball. Shot no good. And it's knocked out. But coming up with it is Shipman back the other way for Colfax. Keeps it herself. Puts up the shot. Up and in. Wow. Or check that. That was Jordan Bo, rather. Nice job by Bo to go coast to coast. 13-8 now, Panthers. Over to Paschal. Paschal now to Kurth. Kurth left corner. Kurth now comes out to the left side. Now to the wing. Over to Hoyt. Hoyt on the left side. Now cross-court pass to Paschal. Pacial over to Kurth. Kurth right side. Inside pass to Gloss. Nearly intercepted. Puts up a shot. Whistle and a foul. She'll go to the line for two. Foul's going to be on number 10. That's going to be on Acker. And thank you to the Cell Block. They feature the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 to 2. They also have all of the different daily specials. That's the Cell Block, downtown Durand. First free throw, no good. Durand Improvement Group, many hands make light work. Volunteer to help with community events. Visit durandimprovementgroup.org for more information. Please thank all of our sponsors as they make our broadcast possible here on WRDN. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Both free throws no good, and rebounded by Sakura. Sakura now back to Bo, 13-8 Panthers. And over to Shipman now. Shipman on the right wing. Shipman now looking for a cutter. Sabelko back in for the Panthers. Now over to Bo. Bo tries to drive in. Drives right baseline. Puts it up and runs out. No good. And who's it going to be off of as it goes out of bounds? It'll be off of Colfax. Panther ball. And so Glaus to inbound it to our right on the far side. Inbounds it over to... Off. Off will come across the timeline for the Panthers, leading 13-8, 11:34 remaining in the half. To McMahon now. McMahon cross-court pass to Off. Off on the right wing. Now gets it inside to McMahon, but she kicks it back out to Pacial, who fakes the three. Now to Glaus. Uh-oh, Glaus nearly lost it, but does not go across the timeline. Comes down to the left wing now. Looking for some help here and gets over to Pacial. Pacial top of the key. Pacial now looking for a cutter. No one home, so she'll pass it off to Sabelko. Sabelko fakes left, goes right, tries to drive inside, can't do it. Kick it back out to the outside, over to Glaus on the left or on the right wing, and now back to McMahon. McMahon looking for someone inside, no one there. Back to Sabelko. They're staying on the outside now. Glaus in the left corner, inside to McMahon. McMahon kicks it back out to Sabelko. Sabelko fakes left, but has to kick it over to Auth. Auth now inside pass to Glaus. Glaus retreats back out though, has to get it back out to the outside. Pacial fakes the three again. Over to Auth now. Auth on the left wing. Auth now. Cross-court pass to Pacial. Pacial inside to Auth. Auth tries to drive in. Puts up a tough shot. No good. Rebounded by Sakura. 13-8. Panthers still lead. As Bo now across the timeline. Inside pass intercepted. Intercepted by McMahon. McMahon to Sabelko. Sabelko back to McMahon across the timeline. Down to the right wing now. Over to Pacial. Pacial inside to Auth. Auth on the right baseline. Falls down and tries to get the ball out to Sabelko in the corner. Goes out of bounds. It's Colfax ball. Hoyt and Kurth come back in. Glaus and Pacial come out. Full court press again by the Panthers. And inbounded now to Bo. 13-8 Panthers lead. Bo across the timeline and hands it off now to Shipman. Shipman on the right wing over to Sakura. Sakura is going to try to drive in from the right baseline. Stolen. And it's a loose ball. Still a loose ball. Jump ball. It'll stay Colfax ball. And so inbounding it is Sakura. Sakura looking, still looking. Gets it out to the wing now to Bo. She'll try to drive in from the left side. Loses the ball off. Knocked the ball out of her hands and into Sabelko. Sabelko to Kurth. Kurth stop. Shot. Off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Auth, who crashes the glass. Holy cow. Chloe Auth crashes inside. Gets the shot up and in. And so now makes it 15-8 Panthers. And across the timeline is Bo. Bo nearly had the ball stolen, but she keeps it herself, dishes it off to Hajdukovic. Shot no good. Rebounded by Hoyt. Hoyt over to Auth. Auth to Sawyer Sabelko. Tries to get it inside to Kurth. She can't hang on. It goes out of bounds. It's Colfax ball. Timeout Colfax. 9:15 remaining in the first half. 15-8 Panthers. Thank you to the Paul Slusher Insurance Agency serving the Durand and Chippewa Falls area. American Family Insurance, insurance that fits your needs. Ryan's Sports Shop, ice fishing continuing. And visit Ryan's Sports Shop for all of your ice fishing needs. Riverside Plaza, now open for all of your car care needs. Riverside Plaza, located at Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand. Anabas Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer. Highway 25, Durand. Please thank all of our high school sports sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight, so please thank our sponsors. All right, so inbounding it now will be Sikora. Inbounds it to our left. Inbounded to Bo. Bo now. Comes across the timeline now, down to the wing to Shipman. Shipman back to Bo, back towards center. Bounce pass now over to Sikora. Sikora on the right wing. Sikora works off the screen now at the free throw line. Ooh, she slid. They didn't call it, though, as a travel. Inside pass is knocked down, and coming up with it is Chloe Off. Chloe Off back the other way. Bounce pass inside to Hoyt. Hoyt up and in. 17-8 now, Panthers. And inbounded now to Nichols. Nichols back to Bo. Bo across the timeline for the Vikings. Now to Shipman on the right wing into the right corner to Sikora. Sikora comes out to the wing now. Bounce pass to the top of the key to Keltner. Now a handoff to Nichols. Nichols now to Hajdukovic. Hajdukovic top of the key. Inside pass to Bo and a shot put up, but loose ball. Hajdukovic, though, comes back up with it. Hajdukovic now has McMahon in her face. Now inside to pass to Bo. Bo tries to drive inside, but has to kick it back out. Can't hang on to it as Nichols. It goes out of bounds. It's Panther ball. Leading 17-8. 8:08 remaining in the half. Inbounded now to Chloe Off. And Chloe Off across the timeline now over to Sabelko. Sabelko hesitates, drives into the lane, puts up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Hoyt. Hoyt puts up a tough shot, whistling a foul. She'll go to the line for two. Foul's going to be on number 30, and that's going to be on Shipman, her second. And thank you to Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service. Durand offering plumbing and septic services for new construction or home repair. Call Chris at 672-8224. First free throw, no good. Amplify Health by Gunderson Clinic, Mondovi Clinic. They're part of the Gunderson Tri-County Hospital and Clinics. Second free throw of four. Hoyt on the way and is good. Makes the second one to make it 18-8 Panthers. 7:54 remaining. Inbounded to Bo. And Bo now across the timeline for the Vikings. Bo now, bounce pass cross court to Nichols. Nichols now comes back towards the top of the key. Nichols now having to retreat a little bit over to Sikora. Sikora back at center as Kurth in front of her. Sikora looking for some help here. And finally has to hand it off to Bo. Bo now over to Nichols. Nichols here on the right side. Looking for someone inside. No one there. She's going to keep it herself. Drives inside. Kicks it back out to the corner. Three ball on the way from the left side. Shot no good. Rebounded by Kurth. Kurth now to Sibelko. Sibelko will come across the timeline for the Panthers. Leading 18-8 to Hoyt now. Hoyt over to Kurth. Kurth top of the key to Sibelko right wing. Sibelko now decides she's going to drive inside. Oh, bounce back looking for Hoyt. Hoyt went a little bit too far, and it goes out of bounds. And so now Colfax ball inbounded to Bo. And here comes the trap. Bo, though, gets it across the timeline to Sikora. And Sikora now will come back out towards center. Comes down to the top of the key, does a spin move but down to the free throw line, but has to retreat back out. Now to Bo. Bo, top of the key, cross-court pass over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt now comes over to the top of the key, scores up. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. It'll go out of bounds. Panther ball. Paschal and Auth come in. Hoyt and, or check that, McMahon and Sabelko come out. And so inbounded to Chloe Auth. And Chloe Auth now across the timeline. Back to Hoyt. Hoyt right wing. Hoyt now to Glaus. Glaus over to Auth. Auth on the left side. She's going to kick it back out now to Kurth. Kurth over to Paschal. Paschal to Glaus. Glaus to Hoyt. Hoyt left wing. Fakes right, goes left, drives to the post, and up and in. Nearly underlaid it, but got it to roll in. 20-8 Panthers. And now inbounded to Bo. Bo quickly across the timeline and gets it over to Nichols. Nichols left wing, now back to Bo. Bo now over to Sikora. Sikora bounce pass to Nichols. Nichols top of the key. Nichols now over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt has to hand it back off to Hajdukovic. Hajdukovic now over to Bo. At the top of the key now to Nichols. Nichols right wing. Can't drive in. Cross-court pass now to Nichols. She'll try to drive inside. Dishes it off to Sikora. Whistle and a foul. Foul will be on Kurth. That's the third team foul. Going to the line for two is Sikora. Thank you to the Goodrich Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Free throw on the way, off the back of the rim, no good. Alcivia Co-op, your certified Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor, is Alcivia Co-op. And Security Financial Bank, where electronic banking is easy, 212 West Prospect Street, Durand, and Advent Health of Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit AdventHealth.com for more information. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business and tell them thank you. Shot no good, rebounded by the Vikings, but pass is intercepted by Hoyt. Hoyt now back across the timeline for the Panthers. Over to Auth now. Auth, cross-court pass over to Paschal. Paschal left wing. Thought about the three, but said, nope, not going to do it. To Glaus. Glaus bounce pass to Kurth. Kurth top of the key. Kurth now over to Hoyt. Hoyt left wing. Three ball on the way. Shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Hoyt. She'll drive inside. Splits two defenders. Overlays it. No good. Paschal tries to save it, but saves it back to Colfax. Over to Shipman now, and she'll bring it across the timeline. 20-8, Panthers lead. 4:39 remaining in the half. Now back over to Bo. Bo bounce pass over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt now to Shipman. They kick it back out now to Sikora. Sikora, three ball, shot, no good. Rebounded by Glaus. Over to Auth. Auth now back to Kurth. Kurth over to Auth. Auth looking for a cutter. No one there. Now she retreats back, kicks it over to Kurth. Kurth on the right side. Back to Paschal. Paschal top of the key. Now to Glaus. To Hoyt. Hoyt inside to Kurth. Kurth lays it up and in. Well, Victoria drove the lane once Hoyt got the ball and got the pass. Nice pass from Hoyt to the inside. 22-8 Panthers. Bo quickly across the timeline now. Three ball on the way. Shots good by Shipman from the right corner. 22-11 now Panthers. Bomb to Kurth. Kurth, spin move. Shot up and in. What a move by Victoria Kurth to do the spin. And a bomb back the other way. Intercepted. Intercepted by Glaus. Glaus to Kurth. Kurth now over to Auth. Auth back at center. Over to Glaus, left wing, three ball, shot rims out, no good. Rebounded by Hurlburt. Hurlburt to Bo. 24-11, Panthers lead with the 3:09 remaining here in the half. Shipman now, whistle and ball knocked out of bounds by Kurth. Sabelko and McMahon come in, Glaus and Hoyt come out. And inbounding it, looks like, is Acker, number 10, for Colfax. Inbounds it to Bo. Bo on the right wing has Auth in her face and now has to retreat back out towards center. Passes it off to Shipman. Shipman now. Down to the top of the key. Inside pass to Sikora. Sikora on the right baseline. Shot put up. No good. Hajdukovic with the rebound. Kicks it back out to Bo. Bo puts up a shot. Whistling a foul. She'll go to the line for two. Foul will be on Kurth. And so free throw on the way is no good. And next free throw on the way, shot no good. Rebounded by Sabelko. Sabelko to Kurth now. Kurth to Auth now. Auth back to Paschal. Paschal tries to get it inside to Hoyt. She can't hang on. Pass was a bit too high. Goes into the hallway. It's Colfax Ball. Coming up, our Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank halftime show. And so inbounding it is Sakura. Sakura inbounds it to Bo. Bo on the far side now. Across the timeline. Over to Shipman. Now inside to Hajdukovic. Hajdukovic, though, has to kick it back to the outside. Now to the left wing is Sakura. Sakura now to Nichols. Nichols top of the key. Over to Bo. Bo on the left wing. Top of the key back to Sakura. Sakura left wing. She'll drive the post. Bo knocked out of bounds by Auth. 24-11. Panthers lead. 2:07 remaining in the half. And Acker to inbound it. Acker inbounds it to Bo. Bo now to Shipman. And so now back to Bo. Bo over to Shipman. Shipman gets it inside to Hajdukovic, up and in. And so across the timeline is Chloe off. Over to Paschal on the left wing. Now to Sabalco. Sabalco on the left wing. Cross-court pass over to Auth. Auth now to Hoyt. Hoyt right wing. Hoyt looking for a cutter. No one there to McMahon. Top of the key. McMahon now to Auth. Auth on the left wing. Auth now cross-court pass to Sabalco. Three ball on the way. Shot. Oh, rims out. No good. And rebounded by Paschal. Whistle. Oh, they're going to call jump ball. It'll be Panther ball, though. And so off to inbound it. Inbounds it to Hoyt. Hoyt now to Paschal. Paschal top of the key. Paschal now over to Sabalco. Sabalco right wing. Fakes left, goes right. Drives inside on the baseline. Underlays it. No good. Gets her own rebound. And counted in the foul on the shooter's roll. Foul will be on Sakura. And so Paschal comes out. Gloss comes in to complete the three-point play is Sawyer Sabalco. Thank you to Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts. It is tax time. Give Sunstrom & Company a call at 672-4425 to schedule that appointment today. Free throw on the way. Off the back of the rim, no good. Hoyt, though, with the rebound. Back to Sabalco to Hoyt. Hoyt, left corner, three ball on the way. Shot rims out, no good. Rebounded by Hajdukovic. Bo will bring it up across the timeline now for the Vikings. Panthers lead, 26-13, under a minute remaining. Hajdukovic now at the free throw line. Kicks it over to Shipman. Shipman now looking for a cutter. No one there. She's going to retreat back out a little bit. And now back to Bo. Bo at center. Over to Hajdukovic. Hajdukovic on the left side. Back to Shipman to Acker now. Acker bounce pass over to Bo. Bo at the top of the key to Hajdukovic. Still at the top of the key now. Over to the wing. Three ball on the way from the right wing. Shot off the back of the rim. No good. Tip, 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 tip. And Hoyt comes up with it. And they're going to slow her down. Go for the last shot with 16 seconds. Over to Sabalco now. Sabalco on the right wing. Over to McMahon. McMahon now to Glaus. Inside to Sabalco. Sabalco now into the lane. Kicks it back out. Glaus. Three ball on the way. Shot short. No good. Off the top of the rim. Rebounded though by McMahon. 1 second left. Puts up the shot. No good. We're at halftime. With the Panthers leading 26-13. It's Durand, Arkansas girls basketball on WRDN.
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump's about to speak at the Republican Governors Association meeting in Washington. just hours after a federal judge denied a request by labor unions to temporarily block the Trump administration from carrying out mass firings of probationary employees and buyouts. It's a technical issue. The judge says the unions need to bring their case to another venue. New York City Mayor Eric Adams keeps his job for now. Governor Kathy Hochul says she won't remove him from office, but instead asks state lawmakers for more oversight of City Hall.
Those who argue just go and remove him fail to appreciate there is a process involved, due process, the length of the process, and the impact that such a process would have on this city.
After forensic tests, one of the four bodies handed over from Gaza to Israel today does not include a hostage, says the Israeli military, calls it a very serious violation by Hamas. This is ABC News.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text LION to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text LION to 42424. That's LION to 42424.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Milwaukee Bucks return from the All-Star break tonight, playing host to the L.A. Clippers at Fiserv Forum. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Doc Rivers' team jumps right back into the fire, playing five games in the next 8 days. Big loss for the team before the start of tonight's game. Forward Bobby Portis, he was suspended for 25 games by the NBA for violating the terms of the league's anti-drug program by testing positive for tramadol. His suspension starts with tonight's game against the Clippers. San Antonio Spurs star Victor Wembanyama is expected to miss the rest of the season because of a blood clot in his right shoulder. The condition was discovered upon his return from the All-Star game. The team says it is optimistic that Wembanyama will be back in time for the start of next season. U.S. and Canada play for the title in the Four Nations Face-Off Championship tonight in Boston. The Americans knocked off Canada 3-1 last Saturday in round-robin play. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Atlanta elicits Elliot emotions. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Are you ready for sights, sounds, and speed that'll shake you to your core? To see NASCAR stars like Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, and Ross Chastain attack the asphalt? Are you ready to make memories that'll last a lifetime? Yeah? You're ready? Then we got one more question. What are you waiting for? To experience the thrill of a NASCAR race in person, visit NASCAR.com/tickets.
The thrills of NASCAR racing from over 55 years of Motor Racing Network broadcasts.
Bobby Allison brings the race car right down in the middle of the track, crosses the start-finish line, and he will win the 24th annual Daytona 500.
Bill Elliott wins the Hooters 500. Alan Kulwicki, 1992 champion.
MRN Classic Races.
And the whole pack steaming for the finish line. Dale Earnhardt wins a Winston 500.
Find all the classic moments on MRN Classic Races on any podcast platform. This weekend, Dawsonville, Georgia's Chase Elliott returns to Atlanta Motor Speedway, where he has fond memories of racing Thursday Night Thunder events in his youth. Because of those memories, the Hendrick Motorsports pilot's first Atlanta NASCAR Cup Series victory in July of 2022 was all the more special for the 2020 series champion.
I spent a good chunk of my childhood summer down there and racing Bandoleros and legend cars. You're running around there on the quarter mile wishing, you know, and hoping one day you have a chance to race on the big track, right? So I think a combination of those memories and being able to capture that first win there, without one, the other one is not as special.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
For the latest news and issues affecting agriculture, join me, Chip Flory, with AgriTalk weekdays at 1 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to Durand, Arkansas High School as halftime 26-13, Panthers lead. And from our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard earlier tonight, Durand, Arkansas defeated Colfax 50-15. No scores have popped up yet on the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard, but you can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on our website at realcountry1430.com. Go to the sports page. From the first half, Sawyer Sabelko had 9. Emma Hoyt had 3, had 8. Victoria Kurth had 3, and Chloe Off had 2 for the Panthers. And so again, Panthers leading by a score of 26-13. And we will have second half action here coming up next. You're listening to Durand, Arkansas Girls High School Basketball on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mindovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator, W297CH, Durand.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at realcountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back to Durand, Arkansas High School as we are just moments away from the second half with the Panthers leading by a score of 26-13. All right, as Panthers will be going from left to right, the Vikings right to left here to start this second half. And the Vikings will get the ball to start. Vikings will inbound it on the far side. And inbounding it on the far side will be Nichols. So inbound it to Bo. We are underway. So Bo across the timeline now for the Vikings. Hands it back off to Nichols. Cross-court pass now over to Shipman. Shipman back to Bo on the far side. Over to the wing now to Sikora on the left wing. Bounce pass inside, intercepted. Intercepted by Kurth. Kurth to Auth. And off across the timeline now for the Panthers. Over to Hoyt. Hoyt right wing. Over to McMahon. McMahon back at center now to Auth. Auth from the left wing. Tries to drive inside. Gets cut off. Has to retreat back out. And now we'll pass it off to Kurth. Kurth over to Sabelko. Sabelko on the right wing. Sabelko scores up. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. And crashing the glass is Kurth. Whistle. Jump. It'll go to the Panthers. So Auth will inbound it to our right. And Auth looking, and out to Kurth now at the free throw line. To Hoyt driving in from the right corner, up and in, or the left corner, up and in. Emma Hoyt came in from the left corner and took the nice pass on the run, up and in, and the Panthers lead now 28-13. As Bo across the timeline now. Over to Shipman. Shipman back at center on the far side. Now down to the wing to Nichols. Nichols now to Bo, and ball knocked out of bounds by Auth. And so it'll stay Colfax ball. And inbounded to Bo. Bo on the far side now. Comes back out towards center. And tries to work off the screen. Hands it off now to Nichols. Nichols now to Shipman. Shipman down to the right wing. Inside pass to Bo, who is trying to drive the right baseline. They have to get it back to the outside. Three ball on the way is good by Nichols to make it 28-16. Panthers. Off now across the timeline for the Panthers. Now over to Hoyt. Hoyt left wing. Hoyt now to Kurth. Kurth top of the key now. Back to Auth. Auth inside to Kurth. Kurth drives in from the wing. Shot put up. No good. Un-